Ask any filmmaker what they need the most to make or finish a movie, and money is usually near the top of that list. One statewide grant program hopes to support Texas filmmakers in various ways through annual grant awards. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. For years, the Austin Film Society has awarded grants to filmmakers and video artists to help complete or pay for projects around the state. My guest today is Ileana Sosa, Artist Services Manager for the Austin Film Society. Sosa will be in El Paso on April 13th to lead a filmmaker grant workshop, and I'm happy to have her on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking time. We're recording this long before your trip, but on the 13th, you will be in time here in town. How long has the Austin Film Society been providing these types of grants to filmmakers?
So the Austin Film Society grant has provided support to Texas filmmakers since 1996, and AFS has given out $1.7 million in cash and $332,000 worth in goods and services to over 495 film projects.
So
it's a very extensive program, and we have not only cash, but a lot of in-kind grants. So filmmakers can apply up to $15,000 for cash, and then we have also some really great in-kind grants as well.
Is that where you match filmmakers up with service providers?
Yes, that's correct. So we have, for example, Kodak. We have a great partnership with Kodak, and it's an in-kind grant. So they provide $5,000 worth of in-kind film stock, and that can be either 16 millimeter or 35 millimeter. And Kodak will also create one 35 millimeter exhibition print for a film of any length. So it could even be a short film. And we work with the filmmaker to organize a screening in Austin.
That's like gold for indie filmmakers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, shooting on film is passé, but, you know, it's a great way to encourage that and to encourage, you know, voices that, you know, still believe in shooting on film. So, you know, that's a really great in-kind grant that we have. We also have another in-kind grant that's called the MPS Camera and Lighting Austin Production Services Grant. And MPS is a production house here in Austin, and they are providing generously a grant where applicants can request up to $10,000 worth of services, which includes cameras, lenses, lighting, grip, electric equipment, etc. So if you are, you know, want to go into production on a film and don't have that gear, that's a great grant to apply for.
Now, I know we've had workshops over the years here through this program, and I'm thinking that many, many years ago, some of our listeners who are filmmakers may remember, was this used to be called the Texas Filmmakers Production Fund?
Yes, that is correct. So it used to be called that, formerly known as the Texas Filmmakers Production Fund, or TFPF, but now it is the Austin Film Society grant.
Are there other types of grants other than services and just cash for making productions to support filmmakers?
Oh, you mean your other in-kind grants, or if we have...
Well, I'm thinking travel grants.
Yes. So our travel grant program, that's it's on a rolling basis, and we have it's a really amazing program and very unique. And as you know, more and more Texas filmmakers are showing their work at major film festivals like Sundance, Cannes, Berlin, Toronto. So what we have is a rolling. Basically, if you get into a film that's on our eligible festivals and events page, which is on our website, you can see a list of festivals. If your film gets into one of those festivals, we automatically give you funds to go. So, for example, let's say your film got into, you know, the Berlinale, the Talent Campus. We would provide you funds to go there. International film festivals, we provide $1,000. And for domestic, which includes Canada and Mexico, we provide $500. So it's a really great way.
That's fantastic.
For directors to go and show their work. It is only open for directors, unfortunately, at this time. I get a lot of questions from producers saying, hey, I produced this film that got into Tribeca. Can I provide or can I apply for funds? And unfortunately, the program is not open for producers, but, you know, it's a great way for directors to go and and just meet other filmmakers, you know, and showcase their work.
Now, the directors that you support that travel for, are those directors for films that have already received grants through you, or any directors whose film gets into one of these select film festivals can ask for travel funds?
Yes. So any filmmaker that, I do want to clarify that for the grant and for the travel grant, you have to be a Texas resident. So, you know, our programs are really aimed at supporting Texas artists and supporting their work. So we are only open to Texas residents. So yes, I mean, if you can apply to the travel grant without having received a grant from us before. It's open year round. And so we give out the funds until we no longer have funds. So that's why, I mean, it's open year round. So you can apply whenever. If you get into one of those festivals on our list, then all you have to do is email me and provide proof of travel and also provide, you know, an acceptance letter from the festival. So it's a very easy process to apply. You don't have to be a member of the Austin Film Society to get the grant, and you also don't have to be a member of the Austin Film Society to apply to our grant, the AFS grant.
With so many filmmakers over the years receiving these, I'm sure they cover a wide range of types of films and types of careers, but is there sort of a profile you think of when you think of your typical grant awardee there?
Yeah, there really is. You know, this grant is really meant for supporting emerging voices for supporting, you know, filmmakers that have a unique perspective and are trying to do different work. We really are trying to support really independent voices and filmmakers who, you know, sometimes this grant is the first grant that they receive. You know, it ranges. We have filmmakers who have done, you know, one or two features and are applying and are still need funds to make their films. And we have others who have never received a grant and this is their first grant. So, you know, about half of our grants go to first-time filmmakers, like who have never received a grant before, and the other half go to filmmakers who have a bit more background and experience.
What are some of the things you're going to be working through with filmmakers at this workshop coming up on April 13th here at the Rubin Center?
Yeah, so I'll be going through an overview of what we're offering this year in terms of what kind of in-kind grants we have. And also eligibility, who can apply. Like I mentioned, the filmmaker must be a Texas resident. And I'll be going through just the application basics, what makes a strong application, what do you need to apply, and going through just some examples of, you know, what makes, like, for example, a good project description, how to talk about your film when applying to the grant. And I'll also be showing this year, which is really awesome, three short films that have won a grant from us. So that's new this year. We haven't done that. And I think it's a great way for people to see the kind of work we're trying to support. And the films that we'll be showing have played at South by Southwest and just have traveled also to different festivals. And they include, a really beautiful short called Carne Seca by Jasmine Diaz that played at South by Southwest, 1985 by Yen Tan, which also played at South by Southwest, and The Send-Off by a co-directing duo, Yvette Lucas and Patrick Bresnan, that actually played at Sundance. So that'll be part of the presentation as well.
And I should clarify, on April 13th, that's a Thursday, it will be at 7 p.m. at the Rubin Center. And if people aren't familiar with the Rubin Center, it's the Contemporary Arts Center on the UTEP campus just south of the Sun Bowl. Pretty easy to get to. And it is free, correct?
Yes, it is free. And there also will be some light refreshments and snacks. It's open to anybody. So anyone who wants to learn more about how to apply is welcome.
Is there a particular stage in a production that it's best to apply for the grant? Pre-production, do you prefer to see things that are already being created or things that have already just completed and they need to refill their coffers for all the costs of making the film? In other words, are you looking for applications that already have some footage attached to them, or does it matter?
It does matter in the sense that we don't really provide development funds, but we do provide funds for production and post-production and distribution. So if your project is at that stage, we encourage you to apply, and we fund all types of genres, narrative, documentary, experimental animation and even hybrids thereof. I do want to say that we don't fund web series or TV series, but the application must be for production, post-production, or distribution stages. We really don't give funds for development.
Right. So you really want to see that someone is actively beginning production or already moving through production. So
exactly.
It's a real project at that point.
Yeah. And I would say that, you know, one of the most important elements of the application is the video sample. So if you've been working on a documentary for, several years, it is best to show a sample from the project you're applying. But, you know, oftentimes we do have first-time directors that haven't directed anything and don't have a sample, and they can always show a sample of someone on their production team, for example, like their cinematographer.
You're looking for evidence that if they were to get a grant, that it's actually going to become a project and be completed.
Exactly,
you don't
yeah.
want to give money out to people who don't actually complete their project.
Exactly. Yeah, we're really trying to support artists that will finish the project and can show that they, you know, are not only passionate about the project, but also have surrounded themselves with, you know, a well-rounded team that can help them achieve those goals, even if they are first-time directors.
Do you recommend any sort of preparation or materials that attendees of this workshop should bring with them, or that they just come with pencil and paper and ready to absorb?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I encourage people to come with their questions, and if they have questions about their specific projects, you know, I'd be happy to answer those questions. You know, it's more so of a workshop where I'll provide information on how to apply and what makes a great application, but I know sometimes people have specific questions on their specific projects, and we'll definitely have a Q&A, but
right.
I'll stick around for people to, if they have more questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I'm curious how El Paso and West Texas have been represented in the past as far as number of applications, or at least proportion of applications based on our size.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of El Paso getting grants, I know there's been a couple of filmmakers that have received grants from, you know, in the region, but we're really trying to expand our reach
mm-hmm.
and encourage, just different parts of Texas to apply, and that includes El Paso. I think El Paso has a very interesting history, and just its place on the U.S.-Mexico border makes it a very unique place for filmmakers to, you know, make unique stories, and we're really trying to reach those filmmakers and encourage them to apply, because I've often found that they don't really know about this grant.
Right.
So, and although there have been some that received it, I don't think that many people are aware in El Paso that this resource exists and that we provide travel grants as well. I don't think there's that awareness, so that's what we're trying to bring that awareness to the region.
Well, we certainly appreciate the support out here, and thanks for all you do.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for speaking with me today. I've been discussing the Austin Film Society's filmmaker grant programs with Ileana Sosa, Artist Services Manager at the Austin Film Society. Sosa will be in El Paso for a grant workshop on Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Rubin Center for the Visual Arts. Local filmmakers and video artists are encouraged to attend to learn more about the Austin Film Society's grant programs and receive advice on how to submit for grants. The workshop is open to the public and is free of charge. You can find out more about the Austin Film Society and its grant programs at austinfilm.org. On Film's Engineer is Evan Walsh. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.